Who's getting promoted? I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Does the integration of work and life come at a cost? Assistant Professor of Management Sam Postian-Underdahl studied a group of nurses from the Midwestern United States Medical Center, the way they managed work and family responsibilities, and how their boss perceived the way they managed it.
The more roles a person is involved in, so you have your work role, your family role, maybe you're a volunteer, those roles can help you accumulate resources. Being in a good mood, maybe you learn new skills or abilities from those other roles, and then you can use those resources on your job to be a better employee.
People tend to vary the degree in which they blur the lines, such as whether to take personal phone calls at work. While Postian-Underdahl says the benefits of resources outside of work can help someone be a better worker, in the study, employers still saw those integrative behaviors somewhat negatively. She says it's a double-edged sword.
The key there is to also make sure that you're showing your supervisor that you are fully committed to the job. So if you need to handle family issues, try to do it in more of a private office. Because we tend to have these stereotypes around the productive worker in the United States as being someone who really keeps family out of the workplace, if managers saw employees, you know, engaging in those integrating behaviors, handling family issues on the job, for example, they were actually seen as less promotable. If we can get this news out there that employees who have a lot of family involvement may actually be more promotable, that could help turn around that stereotype.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Hand Kemmer School of Business at Baylor University.